Talk Radio, done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Daniel Watkins. He's an attorney representing Nicole Brown Adams. She was a former Raiders employee who was fired. And she has filed a suit. There are a couple of different suits around the country involving NFL teams. Is this like those others? For instance, the Dan Snyder litigation with the Washington Redskins and slash Commanders. Is it similar to that? We're going to find out with Daniel Watkins. Stay with us. We got a ton to do. We are sprinting to the finish line. We'll be joined by Michael McDonald just after 2 o'clock. From Dana Point, People's Republic of California. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Showroom at South Point presents a top entertainer with 6 top 10 albums, Emmy nominations, and Las Vegas Headliner of the Year 4 times running, Frankie Murray. January 27th and 28th. All the hits. Tickets available at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone 702 799 877-867-8055. Frankie Marino at the Sound Point.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. In Memphis, attorney Ben Crump says the police culture needs to change after the death of Tyre Nichols.
As much as those five officers killed Tyre Nichols, it was the police culture in America that killed Tyre Nichols.
Meanwhile, it's a day filled with tension in Memphis. Correspondent Ben Dieter of radio station KWAM in Memphis has more.
The city of Memphis is bracing for possible unrest as city leaders will release the body cam footage of Tyre Nichols today.
I would have to say I don't think I've ever been more horrified and disgusted.
Police Chief C.J. Davis speaking to ABC this morning about the video. The mother of the 29-year-old says what the community will see will stoke anger, but called on protesters to be peaceful.
You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities because we do have to live in them.
In Memphis, I'm Ben Dieter.
Also at townhall.com, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel has won her bid to lead the GOP for two more years. McDaniel prevailing over Donald Trump attorney Harmeet Dillon in a high-profile election. A Palestinian gunman opened fire outside an East Jerusalem synagogue on Friday night, killing six people and wounding four others in one of the deadliest attacks on Israelis in years. That attack was halted when the gunman was shot by police. Ford recalling nearly 383,000 SUVs. It's because the touchscreens may not display a camera image when backing up. The recall covering certain 2020 to 2023 Ford Explorers and Lincoln Aviators and some 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Corsairs. On Wall Street, it's a higher finish today. The Dow up 19 points. The NASDAQ gained 109. More at townhall.com.
Factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas.
Governor Joe Lombardo is new to the job, but he's already met with officials from the Oakland A's about their possible move to Las Vegas. The governor's already made it known he does not favor creating a new tax to lure the A's to Southern Nevada, but he adds there could be other ways to help bring the Major League Baseball team to town. The team has been eyeing Las Vegas for a couple of years now, since baseball's commissioner gave them the green light to pursue relocation. The team appears to have focused on two potential sites for the baseball stadium: the Las Vegas Festival Grounds on the north end of the Strip, and the Tropicana Hotel Casino site on the south end. Well, it's a major orange cone alert. The 15 between Russell and Flamingo is going to be completely closed from 10 o'clock tonight until 5 a.m. Monday morning. NDOT crews will use the time to tear down the north half of the Tropicana Avenue Bridge over the 15. Tropicana in the area has also been shut down to traffic since Monday. When it reopens Monday morning, it will be reduced to two lanes in each direction. The Tropicana Bridge over the 15 is being rebuilt wider, taller, and longer, all part of the $305 million Dropicana project.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we got a few crashes to look out for there on the surface streets. Boulder Highway at Tropicana, entries in that one. Eastbound Twain at Cambridge. Westbound Tropicana at Rainbow. And we see a little bit of congestion on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound. That's at Gibson.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. Ronna McDaniel wins re-election. She wins a fourth term. She will serve the next 2 years as chair of the Republican National Committee. She got 111 of 167 votes. Harmeet Dillon got 52 votes. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, got 4 votes. Ronna McDaniel is back for yet another term. A lot of you want to comment on her win. This was a landslide, by the way, just for the record. This wasn't close. It wasn't, contested. It was a landslide. Tell you what, let's do. You want to join us, you can. I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Al. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for taking my call. Very good topic today. I wanted to also tell you that Niger Guinness did a really good job as a co-host there for a while.
Isn't he good?
What I wanted to say about Ronna is that she won, and her competitor should have started a little earlier. Her competitor had some good points. I'm going to support Ronna McDaniel, and I want to tell you that for the state of Nevada, I do believe that Ronna McDaniel is a good person to have in the chair, because she started 3 inner city RNC centers in the Latino neighborhood, in the Asian neighborhood, in the Black neighborhood, And that made a big – I think it made a difference to get Lombardo in because we were doing a lot of door knocking. I was one of the campaign volunteers doing a lot of door knocking in the inner cities.
God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. And let me also say is that I don't know what's going on with this DMV, but the Democrats are losing numbers. And I project – this is very important. Donald Trump lost Clark County by 90,000 votes in 2020. And the projection – the Republicans had 82% of the vote show up, and the Democrats had 76% of the vote show up. But the margin is decreasing. The voter registration – maybe a lot of these Dems are just getting knocked out and registered as nonpartisans. But the way it's going right now, we're looking to only lose Clark County by maybe like around 50,000 votes or something in that area, in the 49,000 votes. And that would definitely give us a win for the U.S. Senate and for the state.
Wait, now, we only lost the Senate by 8,000 votes. 8,000.
Exactly. Exactly. We only lost by 8,000. And if Laxalt would have campaigned a little harder in the inner cities, I think he gets it.
Well,
so I think we're going to get the U.S. Senate seat and hopefully win a presidential win for a Republican president. So we're going to be a very big battleground state. And I hope that Ronna McDaniel's team is listening and re-puts these three RNC centers, maybe get a fourth RNC center.
I have been told by officials with the Republican National Committee that that is indeed the plan, that they will have these three centers, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific, I believe it is, and African American, that these community centers are going to be back, and they're not going anywhere. So that's good.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. We need to get them as soon as possible. We got to start registering voters now. That's my big thing, Kevin.
I'm with you. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call, Al. Let's go to JC. JC, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called.
Yes, sir. My name is JC. I'm from the South, and I just got out of the state legislators meeting, and I just got done talking out of there. But so I just would like to ask about where the Seagal Chadha stand on this, because she just did a post on her Instagram about election integrity in Arizona. But here's what I want. I mean, I don't want it in Arizona. I want it in Nevada. I don't know why we need to do election integrity in still. I don't believe. And here we have two lines of thought where Trump did not lose Clark County. Trump won Clark County. Trump had the bikers. I went door knocking, but here it is. But I'm not a Trump supporter anymore. I with the vaccine, and it's not how you start, it's how you finish. A great 100 days, the best 100 days of all time. But it's how he finished. He compromised with Fauci, who Fauci was bad from HIV. No martial law. But we're really just talking about two lines of thought. Are we going to go with Ronna McDaniel, this Ronna woman, who I hear is a lawyer for the DNC? Are we going to go with a hardcore patriot like Mike Lindell?
Well, the fact is, it doesn't matter because the vote's already taken place. If you've been listening, you know that Ronna McDaniel got 111 votes out of a possible 168. So that ship has sailed. That election is over.
It's already gone. Well, did Seagal vote for her, or did she vote for Mike Lindell?
We don't know, but I was told she was going to vote for Harmeet Dillon, but But again, until a secret ballot is cast, you never know. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Daniel Watkins, attorney representing Nicole Brown Adams. And Daniel, first of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. For those that don't know, that over the last month or so, this story has been percolating. It made it into the RJ, I think, on the 29th of December. Who is Nicole Brown Adams, and why is she suing the Raiders?
Well, Kevin, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to fill your listeners in. Nicole Adams had been with the Raiders organization for a while, working in human resources. She was an administrative assistant for a bit and then given a promotion. She was elevated to a human resources generalist. And in that role, you know, she helped with the processing of issues related to pay, performance, and those types of things. And she had been there for some time and was familiar with the operations and how to conduct her job.
Why was she fired? What was the official ruling as far as why she was terminated?
The official reason was job performance. The critical the criticisms of her job performance, though, developed after she had made the Raiders organization aware that there was a female attorney being paid less than her male counterpart with similar experience and similar skills and background. So she brought that to their attention, and shortly after that, a number of criticisms and warnings and reprimands flowed, and she was eventually let go for those reasons.
I got to ask you, because everybody's been seeing all of the scurrilous allegations back on the East Coast with the Washington Redskins / Commanders. Is this lawsuit related in any way, shape, or form? Is there any similarity between the two suits that we've got going here?
Yeah, I can't speak to the specifics of that. I will just tell you that there was a general animus, or at least perceived by Ms. Adams, and I think it played itself out in the way they handled her complaint about the way women were treated versus the male counterparts. That's something that I think the organization has been dealing with for some time, and they don't like it. And when it was brought to their attention, they made sure that Ms. Adams was quickly moved out of the organization. But to that extent, I think they're similar.
They are similar. Will there be like scurrilous, controversial allegations that end up in the RJ or someplace else? Will there be leaks? Or do the papers in the federal suit speak for themselves?
Yeah, I think to the extent that it shows, you know, an intentional effort by the organization to run somebody out who was trying to do good, you know, if you want to call that scurrilous, that's definitely there. You know, is it going to be some deep, salacious scandal? I don't think so. I just think there's this current of animus, you know, if you want to call it that, against females in the organization. It seems to have played itself out over many years, and it continues to be a problem.
Is this something that is just local? Is this something that is NFL-wide? Do you see this as a bigger problem for the National Football League?
Yeah, I definitely can't speak to that. I haven't done any kind of deep dive into other organizations across the league, you know, and I frankly haven't paid much attention to the headlines on that issue. I've just followed the Raiders issues because they seem to be in the headlines. I'm in California primarily. You know, when they were in Oakland, I would hear about matters related to that organization. And it seemed that that organization had more headlines than the others, if you were to look at the Rams or the Chargers or, you know, other football organizations. So can't really speak to the NFL. I don't have any information to suggest that it's a wide across the NFL. I just know what I know with respect to this organization and how they've had some problems in the past.
Final minute, final question for Daniel Watkins, the attorney representing Nicole Adams. Where are you in the process? I know that the legal wheels move very, very slowly at times. How soon before you can actually get in front of a judge and a jury and get a verdict?
Yeah, the judge and jury part, that's way down the road, probably a year or more, just based on the way things flow in the court system. Right now we're in the beginning stages. The organization is aware of the complaint. They have it, and they will be providing a response. And then we'll dive into discovery and take the depositions we need. And that's where the information you are looking for, we hope to uncover that and potentially uncover more. You know, I don't know how far up the chain it goes, and I don't know how deeply seated the animus is. But we'll certainly be looking into that, and I think we'll be there in the next several months.
Hey, Daniel, I'd love to talk to you again sometime. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And as this case moves through the courts, I'm sure we'll be talking with you again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Daniel Watkins, the attorney representing Nicole Brown Adams, suing the Raiders. And some of this stuff is really interesting, especially when you compare it to what's going on with Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins / Commanders. It's all National Football League. We know what happened with the John Gruden texts and emails and things like that. It cost a guy a big, big contract. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, federal license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.